Hello, Nathan East. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Monica, how you doing today?
I'm a little warm, but other than that, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yep. Well, you know you're hot.
Oh, yeah. It's hot, all right. It's hot in more than one way. It's it is hot. It is so good to chat with you again. It's been a minute, because the last time we spoke, we were talking about your debut album.
Exactly.
Ah. And that thing was hot itself.
Well, thank you. You know what? We've just been having so much fun, and I'm just loving life and the opportunity to, you know, bring some good music out through our buddies at the Yamaha Entertainment Group label.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been everywhere. Like, it's not as if you're a stranger to traveling all over the place anyway, but since then, since we spoke, you have just, I mean, I see you on social media, and you have been pretty much all over the place, the world.
You know, they've been keeping me pretty busy, and I love it, because that's what I signed up for a long time ago, you know, and it's been great. I just had my 70th trip to Japan last month.
Gosh.
So... I'm getting ready to turn around and head back tomorrow for my 71st. And so it's a lot of fun, though. I mean, I feel very blessed.
Yes, definitely. Even though it's a lot of work, people sometimes don't understand the strenuous, the what goes into just catching flights and, oh my, all that stuff is just... You know, lobby calls and this and that. It's just, oh my, sound checks, and people do not understand.
you gotta be in shape. It's a lot of work, and you know, sometimes it's like the grind just keeps going, and you say, "Ooh, can I get a break?"
Right, but then again, when you get the break, it's like, okay, I'm ready to go back to work. I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad, because the fact that you're all over the place means you're staying busy, and I don't think there's ever a problem for you, because like I said, you're always all over the place somewhere. I'm like, where is Nathan? Where is he at now? I'm like, I look on Facebook, oh, I'm in Japan. Oh, I'm thinking, what? Like, what are you doing? So
right.
So it's a good thing that your debut album, it, you know, it did so well. It was just so well. And you know, are you planning another one? Just you? Soon, or maybe one day?
You know, absolutely. We're gearing up to get back in the studio, actually, in a few weeks. When I get back, we've already kind of scheduled some time out to start getting the pre-production done and everything.
Wonderful. Well, I'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you and your fellow 4Play band member, Mr. Bob himself, Mr. Bob James, you guys decided to dive into the studio and do what I call create musical magic, that's my phrase, you know, make music magic, and record something very, very incredible. It's just incredible. And you guys recorded it in Nashville. Now when I first heard that, I thought Nashville. And then, you know, it took me a minute. I said Nashville, Tennessee. I said, well, that definitely is full of music, so that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, they could go from West Coast to Nashville, and it took me a minute to kind of get it, but how did that come together? How did that whole idea come together?
Well, actually, the idea, we've been talking about it for a few years. We did an album several years ago for a Korean guitar player named Jack Lee, and on that record, we did a little duet, just the upright bass and piano.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since we did that, it kind of sparked our interest in what would an album be like for this, you know. And then Yamaha Entertainment Group, their headquarters are actually in Franklin, Tennessee, and they have studios there as well. So
okay, that's what it. Okay.
So that's where the Nashville connection comes. That's where our label is, and our producer Chris Giro, who really, you know, just helped. Get the ball rolling on this, and you know, we all put our heads together, and this is what we came up with, and we're all pretty proud of it.
Well, that answers my question. It was an idea that had kind of been brewing and in the making for some time. But it just now came together. I guess that's safe to say.
Yeah, I mean, we finally had a chance to say, okay, let's do this, and you know, let's do it right, and we put a whole album of material together.
Well, the new album is called The New Cool, And let me just say, the cover itself is just cool. I said, wow, the cover is just so, it's just cool. That's exactly what it is. But the new cool is a title, and it'll be released on September 18th. And I'm sure James and East fans are about to have a field day, and they are about to be treated to something very, very, very special. But for me, I know listening to it, because I'm a huge 4Play fan, I'm a huge Bob James fan, I'm a huge Nathan East fan. I mean, you know, the whole band, Chuck Love, everybody. You just gotta love them. You know, this is history. This is like legendary. You know, years and years and years of music. So you have to appreciate it. But when you hear the new cool, you kind of, I didn't know what to expect. I just let it play. I had no clue. I said, let me just let it play, because I didn't know. I knew what I'm used to, but I didn't know what this was going to bring. And definitely, hands down, it was nothing like I expected, which is a good thing, because it caught me off guard. You know, it's new. It was refreshing. It was new. And so while recording this, Nathan, was it different in any way than you've recorded many things over all these years? Was there anything different about this particular process, or, you know, the making of this album with Bob, different than any others you've done before?
Yeah, well, the first thing is that a lot of people do realize that Bob is not only one of the most prolific composers, but he's one of the world's top arrangers as well, you know, so he can take a piece of music and, I tell you what, he can turn it into a masterpiece, you know, and he just has that gift, and we usually don't get to hear Bob, you know, really flex his arranging muscles. Mm-hmm. A lot of, even 4Play, you know, will arrange an intro or something, but he, on this record, he really got to write for string quartet and woodwinds, and we get to hear the arranging side of Bob James, which is fantastic as well.
Mm.
That is one of the first things that's kind of different than what I've had experience in, and now at recording with him for over 25 right. years now, you know.
Right.
Developing a friendship, and also when you make music without the kind of like the drums and the other instruments, really, everything gets down to two people, so it becomes very intimate. And sonically, you can almost hear people breathing, you know, on the record.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And so that intimacy is something that's very special, and like you referred to it earlier, is that there's a magical quality in the music.
It really is. The you guys comprise the new cool is comprised of original material as well as what I call a sprinkling of good old faves, and one of the most familiar ones would probably be Willie Nelson's Crazy, in which Vince Gill did the vocals. And I tell you that when I say it was a surprise, when I tell you I had to go back and hear it again to make sure I was hearing what I thought I was hearing.
Vince Gill sings like an angel on this record. It's just amazing. You know, he came in and really did a fantastic job. We're all friends, and Chris Gerald rang him and asked him if he'd want to sing on the record. And I tell you what, he sounds like an angel, and we're so happy with the way that came out.
Oh yeah, it was very different than, I mean, it definitely had its own spin. It was unlike, again, like the entire project, the unexpected, you know, it keeps you on your toes. It keeps listeners. You have to listen to it. You can't even pull away. You can't turn. You can't miss anything, because you just can't, because
you have to kind of pay attention.
Yes. Yes, you do. Because if not,
I find myself listening from top to bottom. I mean, where it's not really, you know, cherry picking one song. It's really a project that starts at the beginning and ends at the very last note.
Yes, 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 yes. And let me tell you, there are a few songs on there that you know, one of my favorites is Waltz for Judy. That That.
Thank you.
That right there is the fave. That is. That's the fave. That, I mean, that's like, okay, yep, I get it. It's short, it's sweet, it makes a point, it says what it has to say, and it's done. I mean, that's basically what, that's what it is. I'm like, this is so beautiful. It makes me, let me just say what I do. I'm gonna describe to you what I'm doing when I hear that. I'm sitting, most of the time I'm in the car, and I'm literally, you know how, I've been in a crowd before, you know, one of those venues where it's nice theater and it's really quiet. I think it was either Yellow Jackets or Spiral Gyre or somebody. And long time ago, and it was real quiet. You know, the music is just consuming the air. And they did something or they played something that struck that I knew very, very well. And was something that even when I heard it in the car, would have made me scream. Like, I would have been like made a crazy noise. So I did it. I couldn't even help myself. I was in the show and I literally made this sound because I just could not take it. I was about to lose it. And Waltz for Judy has that same effect on me because when I'm listening to it and I'm listening to those chords and I'm like, it makes me put wrinkles in my forehead, which I don't want to do. It makes me cringe. It makes me bite my teeth. It makes me just want to, I can't even tell you. Like, it's so beautiful. But again,
thank you. You know, music is there's that part about music that you can't really explain, but it's spiritual in nature, you know. And so,
yes, like, yes.
Nobody knows why a certain chord, the way it affects your soul, you know. And that's the thing I love, appreciate about music the most is just the way. Like, there's no, you can't just, it just doesn't happen like that. There's just a lot of elements of whatever magic that you get to that final product, and you listen to that, and the way it, and we never really know how it's going to hit people, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so.
Well, music is made to feel, you know,
it's
made to feel, and if you can't feel it, then somebody's not doing their job. Something's wrong. You know, I'm serious. I mean, really, because, you know, if you don't feel it, then something's just wrong. And the same with Turbulence. That's my other favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Believe it or not, when Bob was working on that, and he came into the studio, and he showed me, he said, what do you think of this idea? And he was actually, well, his standards were so high, but he was actually getting kind of shy about the tune, and he says, I don't know if it's good enough. I said, are you kidding me?
Right.
You know, and it's just, it's so much fun and so strong. I love it.
Yes, the title is so appropriate. It is so appropriate. I don't know if you guys write the songs first and then title them or vice versa, or just kind of, it just kind of happened.
Well, I think he was working on that song on the plane. and I think when he hit a little bit of turbulence, and I think, you know, Bob, he can write them, you know, and he's able to notate the music, you know, on his computer.
Right.
And he has perfect pitch, so he doesn't need to go to a piano and hear it. And so he brought the song in. You know, that was actually, I think, composed on an airplane at about 37,000 feet.
Wow. Now, see, now I have a whole nother spin on the song when I hear it.
Sometimes the air gets a little bit rough up there.
Yes, it does. And thank you, Bob. And thank you, Pilot, for giving Bob some turbulent weather and air, because we needed that song. So we're going to give everybody their kudos right about now.
Everybody.
Whatever inspired him to do that, thank you, and thank you again, because that thing is wonderful. I love it.
It's a great ride.
Oh my gosh, it is awesome. What, for fans who haven't heard it, you know, like myself before I heard it, what would you say are the main differences that they can expect or that they may recognize, whether they're Foreplay fans or you know, just Bob James fans or Nathan East fans or whatever, or just jazz, you know, aficionados in general, what do you think is the main thing differences they can expect or will recognize that will stand out the most?
One of the things we enjoy doing is is trying to go outside of our comfort zone and the box that you would say, this is what somebody would expect to hear.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys went into the studio, and this is what they're used to hearing. So it's always fun to say, hey, let's try to, you know, throw them off the scent just a little bit.
Yes.
And try to give something different. So this record represents a whole different complexion for Bob James and Nathan East that I think people are used to hearing.
Oh, hands down, no doubt about it. I mean, no doubt about it. No, that is nothing they'll ever... I mean, they'll be getting home and putting it or buying it, downloading it, and like, what? What? You know, where did that come from?
For us, it's interesting because we can't really hide behind a rhythm section or drums. The album is primarily upright bass and piano, you know, so you have, you can almost hear the breaths being taken because there's nothing, it's like we're naked and unplugged.
Right, right. It's definitely unplugged. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's an intimacy there that I feel like I'm, you know, that you just don't get normally.
That may be one of the actual. Now that you said that, Nathan, that may be one of the actual hidden, or one of the elements that makes it so precious, and makes it so raw.
Right.
It's just that fact.
Raw is a good way to describe it. What you're getting is you're not getting like a full produced, okay, now let's add this and let's add this until it's, but it's what you have is two guys in there, you know, trying to, and responding to each other and having a dialogue, and we're basically celebrating 25 years of a musical relationship.
You know, right. Oh God, I was going to ask you something, and I went blank. But what I wanted to know was there did this album come together in very few takes, or was it like, you know, we sat down and we did it and it was boom boom boom, or was it different than that? Because I have a feeling, just from me listening to it, it would appear as if, okay, Bob may have written it or it was already arranged, and you guys just probably came in and with a couple takes, which would be my.
Yeah, you're right on the money. Actually, some of the songs, and I was kind of amazed as they were going down, like first takes, you know.
Wow.
And you know, I'm over there looking at my buddy, and just going, wow, he's going for it, and then boom, that's a take, you know, like the first time down playing it, you know.
Well, that's beautiful. That speaks to the musician. That speaks to the artist. That speaks to the art and the craft and the skill and the height of the craft. It's not just the craft. It's a level of expertise and talent that speaks to that, because everybody can't do that.
Well, you know, after, it's almost like a sport or tennis or whatever, you know, after you've been hitting that ball for 10,000 hours, you know, you're going to have a little bit of a different kind of set of chops and level of confidence, and so you know, I mean, I've been listening to Bob James, seems like, all my life. I mean,
me too.
And so, you know, I was a big fan before I met him, and then we, you know, we became close on and off the stage, you know, dear friends. He's godfather to my kids, you know, and he's just a very special musician and person, you know. And that's what comes out in the music, you know. It's the spirit. And so after we've been playing for so many years together, it's almost like, you know, the music plays you. You know, you don't have to play the music.
Wow. Now I like that, Nathan. Now I like that. Now I'm gonna quote that because I like that. That just
absolutely. And so these become little expressions and stories about our relationship. I mean, I was working on Waltz for Judy, and I, after I finished, I sent him the music, and I said, would it be okay to, because his wife is Judy James, and that would it be okay to use her name in the title, you know? And they both came back with a big yes.
Right,
and,
right.
And it was one of those things where, you know, it's about a person that I've known. We have a long history, and when I was about to get married, and I was, you know, in love, and I was talking to her about my my wife and I, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Thank you very much. And Judy was kind of like a therapist, and she was telling me, okay, dear friend, don't try to go and do it. You know, I followed her advice to the T, you know.
Oh, my goodness. That is.
You know, she and Bob have been married like 52 years or something.
Right.
You know, amazing. So, you know, like these are like my friends and my mentors, so I said, you know, we have to dedicate a song, you know. And
right.
A lot of love in every note, you know.
That must be why it is just so beautiful, and that comes across, that love, and that like I said, it's tender. It's very, very tender.
Yeah.
Yet very, very powerful. But it's very soft. You know, it's just gut wrenching for me to hear, because being the musician myself, I'm listening for those little details, and that's what I hear. So that's why I'm saying it's like sometimes makes me want to just I cringe, I want to scream, because it's like, that is so freaking beautiful. Oh my God. You know.
Thank you so much, sister. I mean,
and so
that means a lot coming from you.
Oh my God, thank you. That's what I get, and really, I mean, it'll make you cry. You literally can just, it'll make your eyes water up so fast that it will. It'll make your eyes water. And you like, it's just that powerful. And every song on the album has its own effect. Like Turbulence has a whole nother effect, yet it is just as powerful. You listen to Crazy and it's like, you sing along with the song. You know the song. Everybody knows the song, but it still has, it still, you listen with a different kind of ear, because it's not what you expect. And so you're listening to it differently. And so the entire album and everything on it that you guys wrote and arranged and put together is just absolutely incredible. I just can't speak enough. And the added asset, I guess, to recording in Nashville is the contribution of the Nashville Recording Orchestra. That was such a beautiful addition.
Those guys are fantastic. They I worked with them first. They played on my album. And that's when, you know, I realized that these guys have something very special down there. They're all great, great people, you know.
Wow. Well, all I got to do is listen. All I got to do is listen, and you can hear it.
We're good fans of theirs, and they couldn't have been sweeter. And you know, that's what I love about music in general, is it's a fellowship and a camaraderie, and it's kind of like a congregation of like-minded people that, you know, are looking for one end result.
Right. Now, the new cool, Nathan, as we've discussed, it definitely offers such an array of jazz, whether it's maybe considered straight ahead jazz, or, you know, it gives you, I call it like a smorgasbord of jazz. I do, because that's what it does. It gives you, it goes all over the place. It, you know, it doesn't stick to you. Like I said, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's next. You don't know what corner is coming from, you know, what's coming from around the next corner. But so I call it a smorgasbord. It is a smorgasbord, and it's a beautiful smorgasbord. You know, it offers something for everybody. And even if you're not quote unquote that straight ahead, say, jazz lover, well, guess what? You listen to this, you might even know, you might not even realize that's what you listen to. You might not even know it. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, it's funny too, because sometimes I don't like, it's nicer if there aren't any labels on it.
Exactly.
People, you know, they might want to call it rough jazz, smooth jazz, or whatever. So I like the name Cool, because, you know, cool is just cool. You know, it doesn't really lock you in to any one style or anything, you know.
Right.
So,
I totally agree.
Slow, you know, dramatic, adventurous, you know, so there could be a lot of things that take place under the cool label.
Well, I'm like you and so many other people who just are sick and tired of labels and don't like, you know, just like those boxes and those limits and those lines that, you know,
right.
it's unnecessary. It's just leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
So you guys, well, definitely with this album, make it, you know, if you will, if I can say, you know, those I have this visual of just like the chains falling off, just stripping all those labels away and stripping all those boundaries away.
Absolutely, that's a great way to put it. And you know, no real box around you, you know, which is great when you when you give two guys the carte blanche and say, go in there and do what you got to do, and we're not going to give you any rules, you know.
And that's when musical magic is definitely made. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. Now, is this something you guys are thinking about doing again, possibly, this James East duo thing? Is that something you may consider in the future?
You know, I don't think we're thinking of it as a one-time thing.
Oh, my.
there's only so many hours in the day, but this is something that actually comes very natural for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we really have a passion for doing. And so I think this could be the first of a few to follow.
Wow, that is great news. You two recorded your recording sessions, videoed your recording sessions while making the album, which is something that I personally just definitely admire and co-sign and wish other people would do. You know, a lot of artists are now starting to sprinkle it in and do that, you know, and give fans sprinkles of what they're doing these days. And I happen to think it's a marvelous concept. I've thought it all along. I don't know what took people so long.
Well, you know, it's fun to give people kind of like a peek inside the studio and behind those doors that are normally closed. You know, I mean, when we're inside of there, you know, there's a big red light on the outside saying recording, and you know that almost means okay, don't come in here.
Right.
But I like the idea of being, because you know people always ask, oh, what's it like, and so it's kind of like you can now do the audience look over our shoulder and see, you know, some of the things that go on as we're in there making these records.
And will fans have the opportunity, like you said, that's the whole point, is for fans to have to get a glimpse into that world. So, in doing so, will fans have the opportunity to see those priceless moments that you guys, or how will fans get a chance to see those, you know, to get a glimpse into that world?
What I love that Yamaha has done, and they actually, on my record, from before we played one note to after the last note, cameras were rolling, you know. And so what happened was that out of the project came a documentary, and we made the documentary Nathan East for the record, and which shows up on Hulu, and now
wow,
film festivals have been interested. And
wonderful.
So we're very happy about that. And so again, you know, with this project, we're also probably gonna, there's gonna be a documentary that will accompany the project.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And which is really fun, because it makes for a whole nother project to be involved with, that, you know, not just where you can hear it, but now you can see what's actually going on.
Exactly. And the I think the newcoolalbum.com website will have some of that footage, you know, those recording session footage, and there'll also be a live stream concert in the near future.
In the near future, yeah, there's going to be a live stream, and lots of fun plans for this music, you know. So it really doesn't end just at, you know, at making the record, but it's kind of beginning, you know, it's kind of giving birth to the new cool.
It is, Nathan, and it's giving birth to a whole new way of looking at recording, you know, from taking it to from that inside look, you know, and like you said, the documentary. I mean, hey, look, you mentioned, oh, some film festivals are interested. That kind of stuff is huge. It takes on a whole nother life other than just radio play, you know, and
absolutely,
it's another ball game.
It's really exciting, and what I also hope too is that it can have the same effect that music had on me when I was growing up, where, you know, you're learning, but then you're just inspired by what people are doing, you know. And so maybe, you know, people can feel inspired to maybe go outside of the boundaries and don't put any limitations, you know, because sometimes, you know, conventionally, they want, you know, they want a song, okay, well, don't do over longer than 4 minutes. You know, the intro can't be longer than 19 seconds. It was like, really? You're going to kind of put a rule on it?
right.
A piece of creativity, something from your heart. You know?
Right,
so,
right. It can't be done. Yeah, it's
no, and so, but you know, it's nice when people realize that. Oh well, I don't have to have all these rules attached.
Right, right. Well. Yeah. You and Bob both have a heavy presence on social media, and I know you guys are very active, and your various websites. Fans can find out information about the New Cool via, like I just mentioned, the www.thenewcoolalbum.com, as well as give me your website, Nathan, and social media.
You can go to NathanEast.com or BobJames.com, and then also we're under Facebook. Twitter under our own names as well.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm excited. I can't wait for September 18th so the world can get their feel and their taste of the New Cool. And I you know, I'm gonna start saying that now. I'm gonna start saying this is, you know, this the album is called The New Cool, but the whole I'm just don't think of everything is not a New Cool.
Yeah, I think we're actually you know, thinking about getting a little radio site where, you know, we could have the New Cool radio, you know, where we could be the disc jockeys, you know, and program some cool music there too, you know.
You know, you too, I tell you what. I mean, but no, let me tell you, Nathan, I that is something, the fact, again, to see the life that this project has just taken on and it hadn't even been released yet. That's what I'm saying. Right. That is in and of itself wonderful, because you do not know how many times, we see it over and over again. There's an album release. Okay, now we tour. We tour and we wear the world out with this album. Okay, now we're going to make another album. Then we're going to do it all over again. And it's going to go this vicious cycle. But when you stop and now you've put the extra little elements into it that are, to me, priceless. And open up so many more doors that way. And so I totally appreciate it. I am so excited about all of it. When I saw that, I said, documentary? Really? And I was like, whoa. You know, and live stream? Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, these are, and this is what I love about the Yamaha label, too, is because these are all ways, you know, and different ways that we take advantage of you know, the new day and the new era of communication, and now, you know, everybody's got their computer in their hands. They got these big phones that you can be right in touch with the world. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that the label is willing to, you know, use these avenues to get the word out, and also to you know, stream. Kind of a new adventure for all of us.
Yes, yes, I love it. And even if it, you know, it's almost as if I want to say, you know, pioneering a new way of doing things. Because
right.
I mean, really, that's what you're doing. And I think that is, again, wonderful, because you're setting a bar. First of all, you're setting a bar. You're setting a standard. And anybody will have to stop and take note if you're in this business and if this is what you do. And if I mean, if you look at two legends who clearly, I mean, we don't even need, there's no explanation necessary. There's just Bob James, Nathan East. What you got to say? Nothing. Just shut up.
As long as there's ears and eyes that are going to keep listening and watching, we're going to try to do our best to just keep coming up with it, you know.
Well, that I have no doubt. Because with you two together, there is no telling, and I look forward to all that's coming, you know, just in this year and following the New Cool and in the, you know, next year and on and on and on. I appreciate it, and I personally want to say thank you, not just as a longtime fan, you know, and an admirer of the gift, period, just period, you know, of you both, and it's just, it's, if your goal, you mentioned wanting to be inspiring, wanting it to touch and wanting it to inspire somebody. Well, you've definitely done that. Just knowing all that you've, like I said, all the little elements that come along with, I'm not just talking about an album. I'm talking about little bits and pieces that, you know, trickling from the album. That that's inspiring to me, just because it lets me know that, you know what, there are no limits. There are no limits. You can take one thing. Who says you got to stop when that red light goes off? Who says that that's all there is to it?
Right, exactly. You know, and music is basically a reflection of our lives anyway. You know, so like you say, you get to hear what happens at 37,000 feet. The way we feel, you know, you get to feel what happens when you're on the ground thinking about your baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And everything in between. And really, you know, that's like when we wake up, you know, our day, each day is kind of different. You never know which way it's going to go and what, you know, what to expect from one moment to the next. So that's why, you know, I love the idea of living in the moment. And but you know, just captured and living, you know, and not just going through the motions, you know, but actually getting out there and doing it.
Right. Well, I know you're about to get out there and do it in Japan tomorrow, so...
Yeah, I'm heading over for my...
71st.
First visit, you know, which is exciting to me now, because I'm thinking, you know, this is amazing, you know, to have been to a place that many times and still absolutely love it when you go. You know?
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And clearly, they love you, because you keep going back.
When they ask you back, that's a really good sign.
Right. And 71 times, I think you're good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, anybody can get the invitation, but when you get invited back, that's when you know, okay, all right, now we might have something.
Well, Mr. East, let me tell you something. Not only do you have something before the new cool, you better believe you're going to have a whole lot more after the new cool. So I look forward to watching it all unfold, and I thank you and thank Bob for me. He's actually coming here. He'll be here on the 26th, so I will get to see him.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you say hello for me, but yeah, God bless and keep you. We love the fact that, you know, you continue to support us year after year, and it means a lot.
And I'm not going anywhere. Long as I'm breathing, as long as God gives me another day, like you said, a new day, I'm not going anywhere, because it's about the music. Bottom line, end of the day, it's about the music.
Thank you so much. Well, I tell you what, I look forward to next time, and again, thanks, and our best to everybody out there, and just, you know, take care, and God bless.
You too, Nathan. Have a safe trip, okay?
Okay.
Talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.